sift out. I think most of the stuff we'll be able to find by looking through Shulchan Aruch. We'll go through about four different halachos tonight that that seem pretty extreme, and then most of them don't actually apply, but for different reasons why they don't apply, and that's important to recognize. So Kufnun Aleph. In the Shulchan, we'll just do the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, we're in the Shulchan Aruch.
In the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Aleph Sift Aleph. So this is, and they're all explicit Mishnayos. If you learn through the first parak of Avodah Zarah, these things come up in the Mishnayos themselves. That Makom Shenagu Shlo Limkor Behema Daka Dalad Kufnun Aleph Sift Dalad. Right. So Makom Shenagu Shlo Limkor Behema Daka Lovikul Chavim. Place where the minig is not to sell small animals to Ovikul Chavim. Ain Mochrim. You shouldn't do it. Uve Chol Makom Ain Mochrim Lahem. Uve Velo. No. Uve Ain Mochrim. Uve. What do you have for Chaf Mem? So in the Beis Yosef it says, Shalul Limkor in Mochum Uve Chol.
It's talking about Behemoth Gasa. You got to read further.
Uve Chol Makom in Mochum Lehem, Veloli Yisrael Achashel, Lemochum Lehem in Gasa. Right, okay. That is, it is a Kol Makom. That, however, you wouldn't sell to them, nor to a Jew who is chashed to sell to them, a behemah gasa. So you could sell them the smaller animals, but not the large. The smaller animals are subject to minug. Larger animals are subject. Are sounds like it is absolutely prohibited. So what could be? What's wrong with selling them the behemos gasas, the larger animals? So the one issue is that you. So if you look at the shach here, the shach and sif yud. Actually, first take a look in Shach Siftes. So Kugon, b'makom shechashudin al haraviyah, kein hu b'shas. It sounds like from the Gemara that they are chashud that they will do use these animals for bestiality. So of Rashi v'tos v'chol aposkim de lo kehataz shenela mimenu zev achasav atam she'osan hamakomus asu behim adaka mishum shavisa. So the Shach says, opposed to the Taz says that no. Where did it, what is the prohibition here? The prohibition is actually not the yeah the Taz. Not, what is the prohibition? The prohibition is, and this is the Gemara says as well, that they may come to use it on Shabbos. Well, what's wrong with them using it on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, well, you may rent it to them and they may use it on Shabbos. The Gemara then says, okay, well, what's wrong with them doing that? So the Gemara says, no. You may give it to them and they may test it out without actually buying it first, right as it becomes Shabbos, and then they will be loading your animal on Shabbos. And that's going to be Usser. What's the Usser in that? It's my animal doing work, not me. So that's the Pasuk in, I was saying, Kiddush, right? There's a prohibition of Shvitas Behema as well. The animals aren't allowed to do malach on Shabbos either. So because we're concerned that they're going to use your animal on Shabbos while you still own it, you're not allowed to sell it to them in order for them to own it. That's the gezeira of Behema Skasas.
Yeah, that wouldn't apply to sheep and goats. Nobody works with
them. Right. So that wouldn't apply to Behema Daka. So therefore the Shach complains and he says, okay, so I understand why you wouldn't sell a Behema Gasa, a large animal, but what does it have to do with sheep and goats? Right, so he says, and to prohibit sheep and goats, atu, that you may go ahead and sell them an ox, so that's problematic, because that's what we would call a gezeira le gezeira. Right, shari behema gasa gufa gezeira rechokahi, because the behema gasa itself is a pretty far-fetched gezeira, kedil kamen gam kol hasugya, lo azul viday, that we don't actually follow that. So we shouldn't follow him. We shouldn't follow the Taz. Shuv matzasi b'Rashi b'Artenur b'Perek Makom Shenagu Shukasav Kataz v'Tameini. He said, I saw Rashi and the Bartanur both held like the Taz, but I don't understand them either. V'Tameini v'Tzarachi and v'Tosas Shamdaf Yudal Dira Maslam Marav, and Tosas gets upset with them also, and that's the din. So he says that the places where they would not sell a behema daka to non-Jews is not because of the Shabbos issue, but rather because of the Revia issue, because of the bestiality issue.
What about the fact
and then that would be subject to makom. What?
You would think they would be because they might sacrifice it to their idols.
So that
more likely than
that too, which is why we might be, which is why it's in the middle, why it's in the middle of Hilchos Avodah Zarah.
Yeah,
so the Gemara raises that and puts it down. It says, well, they get animals from someplace else. I mean, you sell them to them, okay? You can buy No, but that fits within this. That's this sugya, right? That was the previous sugya that we did. That things that are specifically for of the Avodah Zarah, for Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to sell them. But something that could be used for this, it could also be used for a barbecue. or it could also be used for wool, right? So one doesn't have to chase them down and make sure that they're only using it for a specific purpose. Unless the guy comes in and says, hi, I need to buy a sheep because they require sheeps up at the mountain over there and I belong to that religion. Right? So that would be a problem.
But I mean, this over Bia thing is what possible use also?
No, they're.
You can't sell them.
I can't sell them because you. Right. So that's.
They might not use Rubia.
Oh, okay. So right. So it's not. So that's why it's really mutter. That's why it's really mutter. That's why it might only be a minug not to sell them, but really meikar din it's mutter and subject to the minhagim of where you are. Right. But meikar din, everybody would agree that that's not really an issue. So comes the, but then this other part about behema gasa, so why is that? So the shach here comments, gezer mechira atu she'ela o schirus uve she'ela o schirus aser. Alright, so plus you may go and lend it to them, or you may go and rent it to them, and lending it to them or renting it to them is a problem. If you should overcome osam alachos b'shabbos, bivehemto shel Yisrael, shumitsuva al shvitas behemto. They may go ahead and use the animal of the Jew on Shabbos, and they are commanded, and he is commanded in shvitas behemto, kedichsiv lo tasekom alacha, atav v'chol behemtecha. Inami or gezera, so it's a question whether that's really true. Meaning, how does one? What exactly is the chushan mishpat mechanism here? Who owns the animal when you lent it? When you lend it or rent it to somebody else, it's important to give. But shvitas behima apply to that case. I mean, do I rent it for the purpose of them owning it for the purpose of doing it on Shabbos, something like that? So he says if that's the case. Inami gezer shel pamim yikarenu be'erev Shabbos. Many times you might sell it on erev Shabbos. Some kashecha v'amrle nisia nihalia v'shama lekaleha v'azla machmaseha. That it may be tested out. As the sale goes on right before Shabbos, and then it's going to hear the voice of its master, it's going to turn around and run after the master, and then it's going to be a problem with Shvitas Behema on Shabbos. Havalei Mechamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos. That would be calling after your animal on Shabbos, which then would not be allowed. Okay, so one is not permitted, so it sounds like one is not permitted to sell Behema Gasa to non-Jews at all.
Is that allowed to call your animal on Shabbos?
If they're carrying and they're
working
with
a dog, you'd be calling.
I think so. Yeah. So continues. So im lo al yidei sirsur, unless you're using a sirsur. What is a sirsur? So Rashi says it's a Yisrael delo shayach behanitame. A Yisrael who, for the reasons of this, aren't applicable. Sirsur is like an agent, unless you're using an agent. So. Using an agent, it's like kind of not his, it's not yours, it's not either one, so therefore, I think that's the reason, the gezeira falls away. Or you know that he's purchasing it for the purpose of shchita. And then the Mechaber himself says, but nowadays, we pass on all of this stuff as mutter. Why did all this stuff become mutter? So the Shach here comments, and he gives the reason here. Because back in the day, a lot of Jews lived together. And if they wanted to be in the animal business, they could sell amongst each other. But there's only a small amount of Jews living in one place. And if you don't sell it to the non-Jews, there's going to be a loss. So that's the general understood reason. Now, does that mean it comes back into play if you are in Israel? I don't know. I didn't see any. Let's say you live in Lakewood. Okay, so maybe there are plenty of Jews that would buy a goat. Or maybe not. Right? Are there other people do this? So, by the way, why does that make it okay?
We think that you wouldn't be able to sell it to a non-Jew in Israel.
Hmm?
A second. I'm not sure I'm following the logic that
Gezerah was in Israel.
The Gezerah was in a place where there were plenty of Jews. Nowadays, where Jews are living independently, so the only way for them to do business is with others. Is to do with non-Jews. So okay. So the question is okay. Why does that make it winter? So nowadays, it's very difficult to find. Kosher cooked food by a Jew. So therefore, I'm allowed to have not like the shalachim falls away. Plus, I can't find a Jewish maid. So I'm going to get a non-Jewish maid. So now I don't have to worry about all these prohibitions, how does that work? So it sound, my impression is, because it would be a gezeirah she'ir sher lama, but that would be a gezeirah that people wouldn't be able to handle. And it was established in that way that if it's a gezeirah that people wouldn't be able to handle, so then it's going to fall away. Now you still have a bit of a problem. Okay, so then what happens if you're back in a place where it is, where it becomes, where there are plenty of Jews to do the business with? I don't think this is still practiced at all. Why that is, I don't know.
What is
I mean, this prohibition of selling animals to non-Jews. I assume there's Jews in the animal business. Okay, so that is Sif Dalet. As you move to Sif Hey.
Wouldn't apply to cars, man.
Oh, that's the next. It's the next Sif. So in Sif Hey, it says now Ein Mochrim Lahem V'lo LiYisrael HaChashad Limkor Lahem. Below the Israel listim davar sheyesh bo nezek. Now, what is not permitted to sell to Jews, to either even to them, meaning to non-Jews, or to a Jew that is chashud, right? The Jew that we're concerned is going to sell to Limkor Lahem, is going to sell to them, or to a Israel who's a robber, davar sheyesh bo nezek, something which can cause damage, right? Larabim, to a lot of people, kigon dovim varayos, like bears and lions. Below shum kli zayin, below sadan, nor can one sell armaments, and nor can one sell sadan. What are sadan? If you look at the next word in the parentheses, sa, shin tuf aleph.
Stock.
Cut. What? Yeah. What is that? Stocks. You know, stocks. Mm-hmm. Right, the hanging people in the middle. That's what it's referring to. Below bekele, below kavalin, nor shackles. The kolorin. What are kolorin? Collars, these things that they would use to hold people in place, right? So vishal shalos shel barzel, nor metal chains. One is not allowed to sell any of these weapons. Vafilu ase shel barzel, even a metal bar. Below mashchizen lahem kli zayin, nor can you sharpen their weapons. Below bonim lahem makom shedanim bo bnei adam, nor should you build their courthouses. Because they, as you see in the news, I don't know if it's the news, that Hamas has announced that we're going to publicly execute 13 people this week or something. Mm-hmm. Right? So Jews shouldn't be involved in the building of the place where they're going to be doing those things. No, that's it. It says you shouldn't be involved with doing that. That seems to be the halacha here. So what is that? So the Gemara itself has an issue. It says, really? That's the case? By the Katz Kollel in YU that I learned in the Markozim, Dina Katz Kollel, the Katz family is in the arms business. That's how they made YU Torah is also sponsored by the Markoz Katz.
It's the arms business or it's the people that make those.
Oh, that's a different call. So in Sif Vav it says, "Hay Yisrael shochnim bein ovdei kochavim v'karsu lahem bris mutar limkor kli zayin." Says, however, there are Jews that live amongst non-Jews and have a pact with them. You are permitted to sell them kli zayin of the hamelach v'gaisosav to the servants of the king and their soldiers. I guess they're soldiers. Why? They sheos mi'man milchama. Because they will make war with them in Sari Hamadina, Lahatzila, because they're going, what are they going to use the weapons for? They're going to use the weapons to protect you. Right? They have to go to battle to protect you. Benimsa Maginim Aleim, they're going to protect you. Shereihim Shereim Besocham, but you are living amongst them. So that's, the Gemara itself has that heter. The Gemara itself says that if you, so that's
Israel the, that's allowed the cool. to sell weapons to India or something like that?
Yes, that's a good question. Right, so selling to somebody who is, it's them. So if they're not simply protecting you, I don't know. I don't know if there's a clear heter. I don't know if there's any tshuvas that have been written on the topic. But one could maybe make a case that no, selling to friendly countries is also a way of protecting yourself. And that's these arms businesses are. As somebody who is reading Dennis Ross's book right now, these arms deals are not just about making money. These arms deals are about building alliances and building, building up your military and security and all that kind of stuff. You know, countries that Israel sells weapons to, Israel now knows how to use other countries' weapons, right? They now have knowledge, etc. It's about building friendships and things like that. So I would assume that if there is a printed heter, I would assume that would be part of the heter. Okay, so this is so all this is pretty good, right? The first two things, selling animals doesn't apply bismanazeh. Selling weapons doesn't seem to apply bismanazeh. Now Sif Zayin was in the news a couple of years ago in a pretty big way. Sif Kufna of Sif Zayin in mochum lahem be'eretz Yisrael kol davar hamechubar. One is not permitted to sell to them in the land of Israel anything that is connected to the ground. Kigon Elon, Vekama, Ava Mochrim al Tanai, Sheikus Vekotze. So, like a tree and kamas are.
Standing grain, isn't it?
What? A standing grain? Okay, it's a grain that is standing. But one. Okay, but one is permitted to sell them on condition that they're going to cut it out. Meaning, you can trust them that they will actually cut it out, but one cut it out of the ground, right? That it's not actually going to be considered mechubar, but to actually sell them ground, so that is usher. That's a prohibition. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah, most of Kanim. A couple things I learned after, there might not be an issue to Oraisa, it might be an Asmachta, but it's a pretty explicit thing in the Gemara.
They can't to sell their land. The Arabs can't own land in Israel.
Well, it can't sell them land.
It's presumably at some point they bought it from somebody.
Well, they had it. This goes a couple of thousand years, so this was in the news a couple of years ago in Tzfat, right? That this was publicly pronounced by Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, Mordechai Eliyahu's son, who was the chief rabbi of Tzfat. He said, "You're not. This is selling. The rentals are." Yeah, that's actually, go to the next sif. We'll just do a little bit more. The next sif says, "In mochrim lahem batim v'sados be'eretz Yisrael." One is not permitted to sell them houses and fields. "Aval maskirin lahem batim v'lo sados." But you could rent them houses, but not fields. "Uv'suria mochrim batim u'maskirim sados." And in Syria, you can sell them houses and rent them fields. "Uv'chutz la'aretz mochrim elu ve'elu." And in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to be in the regular real estate business. You don't have to worry about that. So the...
What is Syria?
So there's lands that are adjacent to lands to Israel that there seems to have been some Kedusha that was imposed upon them, maybe perhaps only on a level of Derabanan, but there are lands outside of Eretz Yisrael proper that have some of these rules do apply to it. So it does seem from this halacha here that one is that perhaps is a problem that seems like it says you are allowed to rent here in the line of Shulchan Aruch. So a couple of years ago, there was this made the news in a pretty big way. I think he was even brought up on charges, actually, for incitement when he said you're not allowed to rent to non-Jews in Tzfat. So it was. Check out, I think 2011 or so, 2010, 2011. I tried looking up to see if anybody wrote any actual halachic articles about it at the time. I didn't see anything, at least in English.
But the Arabs are buying in Jewish neighborhoods.
Right, so how does that, so how does that work?
So, I mean, it's a whole program.
Right, I think it's also considered, I think it is also illegal to do this in Israel. I think there are anti-discrimination laws along that seem that are against this, but it's, I think, I did notice one interview where they asked him, do you still hold this way? He says, it doesn't matter what I hold, it's the halacha, I can't change. You're not allowed to sell and rent to them. So the truth is, in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say you're not allowed. It says you are allowed to rent. So the Taz...
Not fields.
What?
Not fields,
but houses. That's what he was talking about. He was talking about renting to them apartments. So the Taz here comments, Shneimar lo techanim, right? That's the source. Taz is involved. Lo techanim. Lo titin lahem chaniya bekarka. Uv'schirus ein shayach kaniya. Now, with schirus, with renting, it's not really called kaniya. However, you're not allowed to do it in the field. Why? Because that will cause a lack of meiser. That will cause that will mean that there will be less meiser available. Which, by the way, might apply, that's by the Syria thing. In Syria, I believe there's a chiyuv of meiser in that area. At least I love the Rabban. I'm not sure.
This could be a problem with selling a land for sheep.
Yes, that is the problem. So, actually, I didn't think about that today. That is the problem with the Heter Mechir. The reason that many taina that the Heter Mechir is no good is because it's usher to sell the land. So, you know, I sell land to non-Jews. So many assume here that's only when it's for their benefit, but here it's not for their benefit, it's for your benefit. But a pasuk is a pasuk. Beyond that, the next level is, okay, maybe it is usher to sell the land, but once I sold the land, maybe it's okay. Meaning, I mean, I wasn't allowed to do it, but once I did it, it sold. So, okay, so it sold, and now it's, I don't have to worry about it anymore. So some claim that there's the idea called in shliach l'dvar avera, that I cannot appoint the shliach to do an iser. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the shliach's doesn't, when the shliach does a prohibition at my behest, it doesn't connect back to me? Right? That's the, I think, the regular way of understanding. And I tell a shliach, hey, do be mechal Shabbos for me.
The hitman thing,
right? So he's chayiv misa, not me, right? That's in shliach dvar aveira. But in shliach dvar aveira could also mean that, no, that there can't be a shliach for an aveira. If I tell somebody to do a transaction which is prohibited, so their transaction is really going back to me, and in shliach dvar aveira, right, the shliach is cut out of the picture as if the transaction never happened. So that's the further problem with the heter mechira, that even if you assume that, okay, well, he went ahead and did it, whether it was usher or not, well, if it was usher, so then it could be that the transaction doesn't even work. So, I mean, you could say, well, I'll buy heter mechira fruits because, well, even if it's not allowed to be sold, the farmer violated the din. The Ravanut violated the din. I'm not violating the din. The answer is no, you might still be violating the din because it could be that the whole mechira doesn't even work in the first place. Right? So that's all part of the heter mechira controversy.
Don't the heter mechira?
No.
So, the whole thing here is, this Lo Sechadim, I always assumed, referred to Canaanites. So they're expanding it clearly to non-Jews. But isn't this whole section of the Avodah Zarah, which would necessarily apply to Arabs?
I don't think so. That's the impression I got from the Gemara. From this, it seems like it's non-Jews. I don't think it's Avodah Zarah related. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Do these things perhaps not apply if they're not over the kochavim? In mochrim lahem, I keep saying right, being over the kochavim.
But a lot of these things don't make sense because if someone's going to work with your animal, it doesn't matter if he's in the kochavim or not.
Right, right. But if the issue is right, so the losachanim also is an issue. You're letting them in, although one can perhaps say that no, that's the problem with letting them in is odev v'rizar, not necessarily ger toshev. Not sure about that. The next halacha one can certainly perhaps apply that rubric to. I didn't think of this, but in Sif Test, the next halacha is and this applies. Should before we get there, I just want to point out Imochim Lehem Be'eretz Yisrael. The Gra steps in here and says he thinks Rov Rishonim hold in Chutz La'aretz also. Rov Sechanim is helping them out, so you're not allowed to help them out whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. So the Vilna Gaon seems, it's a little hard to tell what exactly he's paskening, but he seems to say, he points out that's the Shita to the Rush, and not like the Ramban, and the Ramban holds there would be us or even Chutz La'aretz as well.
You can't sell anything.
It can't be in the, yeah, it can't be in the, yeah. And there's also a problem with buying, right?
We sold our shul to a non-Jew, well, we think they're Jews.
Right. So I'm not. Lemaisa, how this stuff falls out, I wasn't able to find a modern day poskim that commented on this until we get to the next section. I just point out if tesis lo yimkor velo yasker l'gimo ovdi kochavim biyachad, one shouldn't sell or rent to three ovdi kochavim together. Meaning to put three non-Jews in one place is a problem. B'shchunas hayhudim if it's in a Jewish neighborhood. Aval achad o l'shnayim, but to one or two it's okay to sell or to rent to them. Kol masha yirtza velo chashin shem yimkor yasker o lachem. We don't have to worry that they're going to then sublet to others and they're going to let others in. Okay.
So what's going on there?
So that's supposed they're going to cause damage to the Jews around. That's the fear. Rashi, the Taz himself says the Shema Yeres Akanuli Yisrael the Ma'ideh Kachmas. So that's going to be causing a problem to the Jews in this way. Now I did notice somebody today, I think, who commented that, but if they're bound, I know this was back on Shabbos. There's that Meiri who comments. who's constantly commenting that, oh, if but nowadays where they're bound by rule of law, so many of these halakhos perhaps don't apply. Many of the halakhos of having to be mean to non-Jews or separating from non-Jews, they don't apply if they're bound by the rule of law. That came up a couple of months ago when we did the Christianity share. That Meiri, right, keeps showing up with regards to these types of halakhos. So the Taz is clearly saying because them coming in will be a sakana. But if you're living under a rule or law, a rule of law, or they live under a rule of law, so perhaps there's room to be megal, I would think. Although I didn't see anybody
so
that explicitly said that.
So in the old neighborhood, you shouldn't sell your house, and then we'll think what it means.
So no comment.
We learned in the earlier sift that you're not supposed to sell to them. Now you're saying you can't sell to them. Yeah, if there's only you're only selling to one. As I thought we had learned in an earlier sip that you can't sell them stuff that's like ground or anything, and then...
No, that's in Eretz Yisrael. This is in Chutz La'aretz. Even in Chutz La'aretz is a problem because it's going to cause a problem to the Jews in the area.
Okay, I just didn't see Chutz La'aretz in there. But
okay, so Sif Yud is actually very lemaisa. This is comes up... is a big issue. Is that Sif Yud says as follows: Af makom sheitiru lahaskir, even in a scenario where you're allowed to rent it to them, lo hitiru el laotzer v'chiyotzibo, you're only allowed to rent it to them as a place to like store things, but not to live. Avalo ladira, you can't rent them places to live. Why? Because they're constantly bringing in avodah zarah. Oh boy. Because they're going to use it for avodah zarah, and then the implication is they're using your place for avodah zarah. Right? This is talking about renting, not talking about buying. That they're going to rent your place, they're going to use your house for the purposes of avodah zarah. So that's a problematic. So comes the Rama and says, "Va'idna nagu lahaskir af ladira." Nowadays we even rent it to them ladira. Why? Because avodah zarah is not so prevalent. Common practice is that these people are not constantly bringing in avodah zarah into their house. Okay. However, hasocher bayis mei ove kochavim yish lehachem shelo laniach shel vedes kochavim shel ovde kochavim. But if you're renting from an ovde kochavim, you should be machver and not leave the avodah kochavim in. Meaning you should remove all of their idols. Okay, that makes sense. That actually comes up, Lemaisa. Okay, so the Mechaber says it's a problem. The Ramah says, oh, it's not a problem because they don't really do avodah zarah anymore. Comes the Shach and says, Kasha, I got a problem. What do you mean? I see them bringing in avodah zarah into their house. Now, the Ramah and Shach lived in similar places. The Shach, I think, lived in Krakow until he was flushed out and moved to Vilna eventually. So this is Northern Europe. This isn't like like India or China or anything. This is right. And he's saying, what are you talking about? They don't have a avodah zarah. They got plenty of avodah zarah. Now it could be, and one can look at how they understand it earlier. It could be they're having different definitions of what idols are. Meaning, Shach is saying they have crosses or they have crucifixes, things like that. The Rama says, that's not a avodah zarah, that's just a symbol. The Shach might be saying, no, that's what they call a avodah zarah.
You bring in the Xmas
tree. Okay. So he said, but we see them do this stuff. So, v'dochek lomar, the Shach says, the kevan de bizman hazeh lav ovde kuchavim hein, and it's difficult to say that, well, they're not really ovde avodah zarah anymore, right? Lo mikri, elil shalhem avodah kuchavim, right? That, oh, well, they're only doing, like we talked about in chutzlar, like I mentioned earlier, oh, it's chutzlar, it's not really avodah zarah, right? Don't say that. V'efshar bizman harav lo ayu noagim lahachnes avodah kuchavim bevatehem bekeva, kemoshe kasu arash v'tur bizmanehem. And it's possible then in those days also they weren't noheg to bring in the tzodas avodah zarah so much, but we still have to be nervous about it. So the Shach says, no. So the reason is not because they're not doing anymore. Rather, No, they're relying not on that answer, but rather the other answer of the Rush. What's that? that nowadays, or by us, schiros is not purchasing. Kiven shiyad ha'umus tekifa, because the hands of the non-Jews holds the rule. Uvedinehem schiros alima kemecher. But according to their halachos, I mean, the reason why they're according to their laws, renting is like selling.
What?
Is like buying. When you rent a house from somebody, you are like buying it or selling it, whatever, whatever which direction you're coming from. But it's like an actual purchase that's going out. Va'af im nafal beito shel maskir eino yachol lahotzio havi kemecher. And even me, if I'm the landlord, my house collapses, am I allowed to go to my tenant and say, okay, get out, I'm moving in because I don't have a house? So no! So therefore, it's not considered like renting, rather it's considered like selling. What's the Shach saying? Right? That according to the halachos of the Mishnah, I could. According to the halachos of the Mishnah, a person who rents a place can always be kicked out by the Baal HaBayis, no matter how long they're there for. So the rental is considered much weaker. So because it's much weaker, if a non-Jew moves into my property and that I rent to him brings in avodah zarah, so it's like he's bringing it into my house. But if the non-Jew actually has a lease agreement and he owns it, he's going to be there a year, 2 years, I have no right to go kick him out for any reason. So therefore, it's not considered just that he's renting it. It's considered as if he is actually owning it. And the Shach says that's why one has the right to be makel on this bisman hazeh. Okay, so in the Avi Ezri, remember with the Avi Ezri? Nope. Avi Ezri is Rav Shach. So it's his comments on the Rambam. It comes out if you look in the older Bati Midrashim, an Avi Ezri is usually about 8-9 volumes long, and it's a total mixture of different stuff. It's impossible to find anything. And apparently he did it on purpose, as he said, well, people want me to publish my stuff, but like, I don't really, they really shouldn't be reading it, they really should be doing their own learning, I don't know. So, but then they went and reorganized it, and it's all in order now. So in Hilchos Mezuzah, he has a long dissertation about Hilchos Mezuzah, and at the end, he makes the following ha'ara. He says that there is a halacha when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah, that when you rent in Chutz La'aretz, you don't put up your mezuzahs for 30 days. That's what it says in the Gemara. You don't have to put up your mezuzah until 30 days later. So he says, the bizmanenu yeheya socher bayis mea'ak mechuyub mezuzah tekef. He says, however, I think that nowadays, that somebody who rents from a non-Jew, they should put up their mezuzahs right away. And v'adiv socher bayis mea'ak mechuyub bayis me'Yisrael, and more if you rent from a non-Jew than if you rent from a Jew. The reason that the Rush gives that nowadays we rent to non-Jews, even though they bring in avodah zarah, mishum dinehilu don skirus lo kanya, aval kevan sheyad ha'umos tekifa b'neihem skirus kanya. Right, the same thing that the Shach quotes from, right? That because they have a stronger rental agreement where it's a lease and the person actually owns it for that amount of time, so he is Kona for that amount of time. He's Kona for that amount of time. So if you're Kona, the reason why you get a 30-day wait period is because you might get kicked out. So, well, once you're there 30 days, probably he's letting you stay there. But if you know from the moment you sign the lease that you're going to be there, you're not going to be kicked out, so then you should be chived to put up your mezuzah right away. That's what the Avi Ezri says, Paskins Lemaisa. So he says that. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this topic. Rav Moshe said, but he doesn't invoke this reason. Rav Moshe just says that the reason to wait 30 days is if you're paying by the day. So you go to a hotel and you're paying and you're staying. You don't know how long you're going to stay there. So once you're there for 30 days, then you have to have a mezuzah on day 30. But if you know from the beginning that you're going to be there for 30 days, so then you would have to put it up right away. So the Avi Ezri, he doesn't actually invoke this. He just says that that's the halacha from the time of the Gemara. So Avi Ezri makes it much stronger. He says, no. It's not even the same din as the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about somebody who's going to be there only for it's an unclear amount of time when he moves in. Once he's there 30 days, he's got to stay. But says the Avi Ezri, nowadays when you sign a lease and you're going to be there for X amount of time, and you know you're going to be there for X amount of time, you should put up your mezuzah right away with a bracha. Rav Moshe is more of a hospital room or a nursing care facility, something like that. where like a hospital room, so you can be there for a while. So once you get up to day 30, it could be that there's a requirement at that point to put up a mezuzah. Right? Oh, you're there, you're staying there. But and there they can move you around whenever they feel like moving you around. But if you're actually renting a place, you should put up your mezuzahs right away. So that really dates back to this halacha. You wouldn't find that halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah. You're really going to find that halacha here in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. Yes.
That office at work.